Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by BlackRifleCoffee.com.
You know, a congressman in Georgia that thinks you can sink an island. At that point, after that hearing, where he was worried about sending more military to Guam because he thought it would tip over.
Stop.
You just walk in with boxes and you pack his office up. You say, you're done. You have no business in this job at all. Get the fuck out.
That's
you
why,
think an island is going to sink? Get the fuck out.
That's why I'm a big fan of the benevolent dictatorship.
Yeah.
I don't think people can handle democracy. Like, well, I'm not even kidding.
Because I'm not even sure if people in this country know what democracy means.
No. Yeah.
Like, well, I think they think they know.
I think Taco Bell was voted the number one Mexican restaurant.
Well, yeah, well, it is.
So we're
it is. Newsflash. Hate to break it to you. I'd love three crunchies right now, Supreme.
Oh, my God, that sounds so good.
With some mild sauce on it.
Here's the thing, Ross. Here's the thing. We're a representative democracy. We're a republic, right?
Yeah.
So everybody technically has the same voice.
Yeah.
Like, your vote counts just the same as some guy who thinks that you can tip a fucking island over by
or that the earth is flat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You get the same vote as that person.
Stop.
To me, I don't want to vote.
Exactly.
I don't. I write my own name in every single time.
Yeah.
I don't vote for shit.
Yeah. He's like Lennon. He only believes in himself.
We're not really afforded a lot of options either. Like,
no.
It's
really nice.
Yeah. So you don't vote.
I do. I vote for myself.
He votes for himself
every single time.
Yeah. Yep. One day that'll work. Then we'll be saved.
Yeah. One, buddy.
Why waste that vote?
It's not a waste.
Voting is a
waste. It's pointless.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
So you believe it's all rigged?
I wouldn't say that, no.
So you think there's like a world order?
No, none of that. No, I just think voting is pointless. Like, I think it's inconsequential who our leaders are, to be honest. I really don't think that there's any difference in the world if Obama's president versus Trump.
Yeah, if you think about your life, like, how did my life change during the Obama administration?
Well, that's just privilege. I'm privileged. That's why I can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
So you think that Obama did a good job?
I didn't say that either.
Okay.
Like, on some stuff he did okay. I think he's full of shit. We talked about this last week, actually. The thing I hate about him so much is he's a fucking pussy. Like, he misrepresented himself as a liberal, and he's not even liberal.
He apologized to people for people that have died.
That's stupid. That was just like, that's stupid.
That's beyond stupid.
Yeah. Well, here's kind of big my thing, and is literally, if you look at the past eight presidents, which out of them legitimately with their resume qualified for a job that paid over $250,000 a year?
Donald Trump.
Exactly. He's the only one that's ever balanced a checkbook with a B in it.
Yeah.
So it's like,
he wrote the front and the back.
Again, we put in, you know, with Obama, we gave a guy the ultimate leadership position that would struggle in a company that makes $50 million a year.
Yeah.
Let alone, you're now the fucking president that has a T. And a few T's behind it.
Yeah.
I think it's a mistake that we think about the office of president as a CEO. I don't think that's what it is.
What do you think it is?
You're more like the president or CEO of a nonprofit. America's not a revenue generating device. The whole purpose of the government is to protect people and make sure everybody's doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of having debt, to me, I don't give a shit about that. Fuck kids. I don't have kids. Fuck do I care what's going to happen?
You do,
that's not going to happen.